Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefko.
Hi, this is Morty Lefko with podcast number 106, and today is May 22nd. Do you need positive self-esteem beliefs? Many of you have contacted us after eliminating a negative belief with the Lefko belief process, asking how you can create a positive belief in its place. I explain why that isn't necessary or even possible in a prior blog post, MortyLefko.com/0105 10. I've recently had some new insights about how to have a positive sense of yourself that expands on that earlier explanation. A positive sense of yourself can be experienced in two different ways, as the creator or the creation. A positive sense of yourself is both the natural experience of the creator and the result of specific beliefs possessed by a creation. Let me explain. Inherent in the experience of yourself as the creator of your life is feeling whole, complete, anything is possible, you have no limitations, etc. In other words, as consciousness, you experience yourself as all the positive self-esteem beliefs. You don't believe they are true. In that altered state, you experience being okay, just the way you are, and there's nothing missing. On the other hand, when you experience yourself as a creation, as the person with your name, as a physical thing, then you either can have a positive or a negative sense of yourself. Positive beliefs such as I'm good enough, I'm important, and I'm worthy result in a positive sense of yourself. Negative beliefs such as I'm not good enough, I'm not important, and I'm not deserving result in a negative sense of yourself. When you eliminate negative self-esteem beliefs, you don't need to replace them with positive beliefs. Because when you eliminate beliefs using the Lefko belief process, you naturally go into an altered state where you experience yourself as the creator of your life. In that state, you don't need positive self-esteem beliefs. The experience they produce is already inherent in the experience of yourself, with a capital S. So experiencing yourself as the creator of your life is actually a more effective way to experience your okayness than creating specific, positive, self-esteem beliefs for the creation. And if you use the Who Am I Really process enough times, you'll get to the point where you're able to access the creator experience anytime you want to. It's a much more powerful experience than positive beliefs. By the way, very young children seem to experience themselves as the creator does. They seem unafraid of anything. They're not in the least concerned with what others think. They're willing to explore and try anything. They expect to be loved. They expect to get what they want, etc. In other words, children naturally act as if they have positive self-esteem beliefs until they start forming negative beliefs about themselves. There's a parenting lesson here. You don't need to help your children form positive self-esteem beliefs. You only need to make sure they don't form negative ones. So if you want to have a positive sense of yourself, first eliminate your negative self-esteem beliefs and then use the Who Am I Really process to experience yourself as the creator of your life. Try it. There are no words to describe how thrilling that experience is. If you found this podcast useful, please tell your friends and followers by using the buttons at the top of the post at MortyLefko.com. If you haven't yet eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the Lefko belief process, please go to RecreateYourLife.com where you can eliminate one negative belief free. And for information about eliminating 23 of the most common limiting beliefs and conditionings, which cause 8 of the most common problems in our lives, including a lack of confidence, and get a separate video of the Who Am I Really process, please check out RecreateYourLife.com podcast.com/naturalconfidence. Have a great week. See you next week with Podcast 107.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefkoe's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefkoe.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.